accurate method of determining the degree of baldness of any one head. Make Kasahara would say A or B or C, and I would write it down. She had obviously done this many times. She never fumbled or hesitated or corrected herself, but assigned each head to its proper category with great speed and precision, uttering the letters in low, clipped tones so as not to be noticed by the passers-by. This called for some rapid-fire naming whenever a large group of bald heads passed by at once.
C, C, B, A, B, C, A, C, C, B, B, B.
At one point, an elegant-looking old gentleman, who himself possessed a full head of snow-white hair, stopped to watch us in action.
"Pardon me," he said to me after a while, "but might I ask you what you two are doing?"
"Survey," I said.
"What kind of survey?"
he asked. "Social studies," I said.
"C-A-C-A-B-C,"
said May Kasahara. The old gentleman seemed less than convinced, but he went on watching us until he gave up and wandered off somewhere. When the Mitsukoshi clock across the street signaled 4 o'clock, we ended our survey and went back to the Dairy Queen for a cup of coffee. It had not been strenuous work, but I found that my neck and shoulders were strangely stiff. Maybe it was from the covert nature of the job, a guilty feeling I had about counting bald men in secret. All the time we were on the subway heading back to company headquarters in Shinbashi, I found myself automatically assigning each bald head I saw to category A or B or C, which almost made me queasy. I tried to stop myself, but by then a kind of momentum had set in. We handed in our survey forms and received our pay, rather good pay for the amount of time and effort involved. I signed a receipt and put the money in my pocket. Mei Kasahara and I took the subway to Shinjuku and from there took the Odakyu line home. The afternoon rush hour was starting. This was my first ride on a crowded train for some time, but it hardly filled me with nostalgia.
"Pretty good job, don't you think?"
said Mei Kasahara, standing next to me on the train.
"It's easy, pay's not bad."
"Pretty good," I said, sucking on a lemon drop.
"Go with me next time. We can do it once a week."
"Why not?" I said.
"You know, Mr. Wind-Up Bird,"
Mei Kasahara said after a short silence, as if a thought had suddenly come to her.
"I bet the reason people are afraid of going bald is because it makes them think of the end of life. I mean, when your hair starts to thin, it must feel as if your life is being worn away, as if you've taken a giant step in the direction of death, the last big consumption."
I thought about it for a while. "That's certainly one way to look at it," I said.
"You know, Mr. Wind-Up Bird, I sometimes wonder what it must feel like to die little by little over a long period of time. What do you think?"
Unsure exactly what she was getting at, I changed my grip on the hand strap and looked into her eyes. "Can you give me a specific example of what you mean by that? To die little by little?"
"Well, I don't know. You're trapped in the dark all alone with nothing to eat, nothing to drink, and little by little you die."
"It must be terrible," I said.
"Painful.
I wouldn't want to die like that if I could help it."
"But finally, Mr. Wind-Up Bird, isn't that just what life is? Aren't we all trapped in the dark somewhere? And they've taken away our food and water, and we're slowly dying, little by little?"
I laughed.
"You're too young to be so pessimistic,"
I said, using the English word.
"Pessy what?"
"Pessimistic. It means looking only at the dark side of things."
"Pessimistic. Pessimistic."
She repeated the English to herself over and over, and then she looked up at me with a fierce glare.
"I'm only 16,
she said,
"and I don't know much about the world, but I do know one thing for sure. If I'm pessimistic, then the adults in this world who are not pessimistic are a bunch of idiots."
10. Magic touch. Death in the bathtub. Messenger with keepsakes.
We had moved into our present house in the autumn of the second year we were married. The Koenji apartment we had lived in until then was slated for renovation. We looked for a cheap, convenient apartment to move into.